forward. I want to speak to you about...
Recording in progress.
I want to speak to you about moving forward, amen?
Amen.
You know, the enemy has so many attacks, and he'll attack you one way or another to keep you from your God-ordained purpose. You have to understand that.
Amen.
You have to realize that's his job. And if he can discourage you, if he can discourage you and make you give up on what God has called you to do and give up on your purpose in life, then he's achieved what he wanted.
Yes.
Because we get discouraged and we fall away from God because we get discouraged. But that's the enemy's objective. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
But God wants you to move forward. And so, you know, you have visions and you have dreams and they're not being fulfilled. But God wants to fulfill them.
Amen.
So I'm going to talk to you about, let's go to, first let's go to Exodus chapter 3, verse 6. Listen to what God said in Exodus 3, verse 6. Moreover, he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrows. So I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up from the land, bring them up from that land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey.
Amen.
God knows your sorrows. God knows your afflictions. We think that God doesn't know, but he knows. And he comes to bring you out of that and to bring you into a place flowing, flowing with milk and honey, flowing with his promises for you.
Amen.
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 Go to Numbers chapter 13 and verse 1 and let's read. Numbers 13 verse 1. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, send men to spy out the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the children of Israel. From each tribe of their fathers you shall send a man, every one a leader among them. So Moses sent them from the wilderness of Paran, according to the command of the Lord. You see, when God delivered the people from Egypt, they went into the wilderness on their way to where God wanted them to be. And God had promised a land to them. And so God wanted them to see this land that he had promised them. Amen?
Amen.
See, God wants us to realize that what he promises is real and it's available to you.
Amen.
He wants us to recognize that. And he wanted this people not to only think God has a land, but I'm going to show you the land I have for you. And God is willing to do that for each and every one of us. Show us what he has for us. What God has said to you is not a figment of your imagination. Amen?
Amen.
So he's talking about, look at this. He says, send 12 men to spy this land. And he says, send leaders. Send a leader from each tribe. Amen?
Amen.
You've got to walk around like you're a leader.
Uh-huh,
you cannot walk around moping and crying and like you're not good enough.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
You got to lead in all respects. God has not made you less than anyone. But God wants you to believe in what he has promised you. And walk in that walk like you believe. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
So what happened? What happened? Let's go. So 12 men go out to spy this land. Okay? This is the land of Canaan. Do you know that the land of Canaan is Israel? Is the nation of Israel. That's who God sent. I mean, it became known as Israel subsequently. But this was the land of Canaan. And there were pagan people and people that idolaters and all that in the land. And God says, you know, go look at the land that I have for you. So let's go to Numbers 25. And we're going to read through to 28. And they returned from spying out the land after 40 days. That means that these 12 were in the land for 40 days. And so now they departed and came back to Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel and showed them in the wilderness of Paran. And I don't know why I'm having a bit of a time with my glasses. The enemy has come, but we rebuke him in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I rebuke you in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And they brought back word to them and to all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. If you all remember, in the scriptures, it tells you that it took two men with a pole, the pole on each shoulder, carrying a clump of grapes.
Wow.
Yes.
Two men. I mean, we carry a clump of grapes and it's in one hand, right? So two men. So that gives you an idea, amen? And they told him, they told him and said, we went to the land where you sent us.
Yes.
It truly flows with milk and honey. And this is the fruit. Nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are strong. The cities are fortified and very large. And moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak there. So they brought back this report, right?
Yes.
So they said, yeah, it's an awesome land. And and it's flowing with milk and honey, there's fruit. But the cities are fortified. And the sons of Anak live there. The sons of Anak were descendants of giants. They were not the Nephilim that is spoken of in the scripture. These were actual descendants of giants. So can you imagine how big and how tall these men must have been for the sons of Israel having to carry a clump of grapes, two men having to carry a clump of grapes on sticks. So what did they see? They saw abundant provision, right? They saw abundant provision.
Yes.
But what happened? They used that word, nevertheless. Mm-hmm. That's that but word.
Yeah.
I can't stand that but word.
Yeah.
When you start coming up to me with but, I turn you off. I mentally turn you off. You can keep talking, but I've mentally turned you off. Because that's a negative. That negates. Amen. And they said, nevertheless. So that's but. But the people are strong. So if the people are strong, what are they saying? We are weak.
Yes.
We're weak. Mm-hmm. The cities are fortified. They got soldiers and everything all around the cities. But we're weak. Our military is weak. That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
And there are giants in the land. They'll kill us. We're not giants. This is the report that they brought. And so when somebody brings you a report like that, what comes into the camp?
Fear.
Fear comes into the camp. Fear, you get afraid. Amen. That's why I'm going to tell you this. What has God said to you? What do you want to do? So don't tell everybody. The biggest mistake that we make is sharing with people what we want to do or what God has told us to do. You know why? Because it's not their vision. It's not what God has given them to do.
Right.
And so they can't see it in its fullness. So you have to be careful when God makes you a promise. You have to be careful who you share it with.
Yes.
Are they really people that have your heart? And if they don't, you shouldn't share it. Amen?
Amen.
So here, let's continue. Let's continue. Numbers 13:30.
Caleb.
Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, here's Caleb. After the other 10 give this very bad report, he says, let us go up at once and take possession, for we will overcome it. But the men who had gone up with him said, we are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, the land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants. And all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature.
Giants.
There we saw giants. The descendants of Anak came from the descendants. There we saw giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, so we were in their sight. You see how they saw themselves? Could you imagine grass? You've seen a grasshopper, right?
Yes.
And a man is way bigger than a grasshopper,
yes,
right?
Yes.
But they saw themselves as grasshoppers. Grasshoppers. So how do you see yourself? How do you see yourself? Do you see yourself as able to do whatever God has ordained for you to do? What is the goal that you have? It doesn't have to be a religious goal. It could be a secular goal. Amen. The job, you know, whatever. What has God said to you? How do you see yourself? But Caleb, understanding that God had promised them the land, said, let us go up at once and take possession. Right? That's what he said. For we are able to overcome it. But what happened? What happened? The other 10 spies, they gave a bad report. Amen? They said it's a land that devours giants and we're like grasshoppers. The majority isn't always right. I want you to understand that.
That's right.
The majority is not always right. The person that has the most influence is not always right.
Amen.
You have to be able to discern. And if you're serving the Lord, the Spirit of God is in you, and you should be able to discern. Amen. 10 spies failed to realize what God had promised them.
Amen. Yeah.
God If God said, go over and look at the land which I'm going to give you, it's settled.
God already said it.
God already said it. What has God said to you? And are you listening to naysayers? Are you listening to people? But you better be sure that God said it to you. Let me put that in. Because many a times we have ideas and desires, but they're not from God. They're good. They're good. But they're not from God. So we have to be able to discern that. Amen. I have a lot of ideas and desires, and I run them through God. I run them through God. I mean, they're good, and I think I really want to do this, and I run them to God. And my prayer is, if this is not from you, shut the doors. That's the only way I can pray about that. Right? You know? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God is not man that he would lie, right? That's what the word says. Neither the son of man that he should repent. Isn't that what the word says?
Yes.
And shall he not do it? Do it. Amen? Numbers, I think that's 23:19, but I'm not sure. And shall he not make it good? The word says, look, God is not man that he should lie. God's not a liar. God's not a liar. So whatever God has promised you, it will come to pass. You're the only one that can negate it. You're the only one that can make it not happen. God is not man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Has he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Amen?
Amen.
So what was the problem of the 10 spies? What was the problem? Their focus, right?
Yeah.
Their focus. They focused on the giants.
Yeah.
They focused on the giants. They took their eyes off of their God. They took their eyes of the one that could do it. And they put their eyes on giants. And in doing so, in a sense, well, they rejected what God had told them. Where are your eyes? You can't put your eyes on an individual. You can't put your eyes on me. I'm not God. I'm just as fallible as anybody else. You got to put your eyes on God. What is it that you want? I can pray for you. The pastor can pray for you. But your eyes got to be on God. Your eyes have to be on God. Amen?
Amen.
What has God promised you? Look, the word of God says in John 10:10, the thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Abundant life comes from God.
Amen.
It's not only abundant in the material sense, but in the spiritual sense.
Amen.
You can come overcome anything if you're walking in that spiritual realm, knowing that God is your God and that nothing is impossible for him.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
So, why is it that sometimes, let me not get ahead of myself. I'm getting ahead of myself. Because the people fail to believe God and go forth and take the land, what happened? They were judged. They were judged by God. And that struck me. God, they were, you know how many days they were spying out the land? We read it.
40 days.
So for each day, God gave them a year in the wilderness. They spent 40 years in the desert, in the wilderness. Amen. Because they refused. What should have been an 11-day trip. It only took 11 days to get to the promised land and in it. It took 40 years. God got upset. God got annoyed. Our disbelief will affect, in a sense, what we receive from God. They didn't believe God, so he said, now it's going to take you 40 years to go in. What has your disbelief delayed what God has for you? You know that the generation that came out of Egypt, remember when Moses took the 2.5 million, 3 million people out of Egypt? Do you know that those that came out of Egypt died in the wilderness?
Yeah.
Do you know that the only two men that came out, the only two men were Caleb and Joshua that were able to enter the promised land? And all those that were 20 years old and under, God got rid of all the unbelievers. He would not let them into the promised land. Amen? They forfeited their promise because of unbelief. What have we forfeited because of unbelief? See, rather than focus on our God, who is a giant, amen, our giant God, in a sense, he's the creator of the universe.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
We focus on the situation that's facing us as insurmountable.
Yes.
Yes.
We listen to naysayers. We listen to people that say you can't do this. What has God promised you? What God has promised you is for you. Amen? The scripture says, do not throw your pearls before swine. And I'm very private. And I discern people right away. And I'm not going to share my pearls with people that I discern are not for me. I won't. And I shared this with you before. Many, many years ago, the Lord told me when I shared something with someone I should not have shared it with, because to them it was like nothing. To me it was wow. And God said, I told you, do not throw your pearls before a swine. Just like that, the Lord told me. And I don't share everything. And I don't share because I want confirmation from God. When God asks me to do something, I wait for confirmation.
Amen.
I don't share it. And that's what he did with the beginnings of this ministry. I didn't share it. And 3 or 4 different people came up to me, boom, 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 confirming that God has called this ministry into existence. So you have to hold close to your vest, close to your heart, what God has given you. Amen?
Amen.
So what does this scripture teach us? Amen? About the other two spies, about Caleb and Joshua. Amen? They knew God had spoken. They knew God had spoken. You got to know.
Yeah.
You got to know God has spoken.
Yeah.
Because the devil speaks too. And he will come as an angel of light to confuse, to distract, to detour you. But they knew that God has spoken. God has said, go spy the land that I'm going to give you. And they refused to go with popular opinion.
Yes.
I mean, the popular opinion was, we can't take this land. And they said, no, God spoke to us. And they stood their ground. We got to learn to stand our ground. You know, because we give in. We give in to people. And we should not. If God has spoken to you, you got to stand your ground. You got to stand your ground. We have to have the courage to believe that God is going to fulfill his promise. That's what they believed. And we have to be prepared. They were prepared to take on the giants in the land. And to the natural, that looked ridiculous. This little army of grasshoppers coming against this army of giants. But God says, I will fight for you. I will fight for you, the Lord says. Amen. See, in the face of overwhelming odds, they had the courage to believe God. Can you believe God in the face of overwhelming odds? Can you believe God for your children? Can you believe God? And we're going to get there. Amen? And because they were faithful, because they were willing to believe, amen, they received their portion of the promise. They entered the promised land. Amen. They received honor and praise. Amen. Hallelujah. So what are the giants that we're facing? What are the giants that you're facing? Is it financial? Are you facing financial giants? You know, that you always got to scrounge around to get a penny or two. Are you facing that? Are you facing health situations where you're not healthy, where things are going wrong? Amen. With your health. Amen. Infirmity. The enemy keeps attacking. That's the enemy attacking in these areas. Amen. Personal struggles. You know, we have struggles. We live in this world. There are personal struggles. We have family turmoil. Amen?
Amen.
We have feelings of inadequacy. I can't do that.
Yes.
No, you can't do it alone. You can't do it alone. If you're really honest, you can't do it alone. Hallelujah. You can't do it alone. Amen. Tough situations can seem bigger than God. But they're not. Jesus conquered death.
Amen.
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 He can certainly overcome the earthly giants that we may have to face. And we have to believe that he can overcome these giants. Amen.
Yes.
We have to believe. You will get nowhere in any area of your life if you don't believe. Amen?
Amen.
I know it's hard for people to understand, but be generous. Generosity brings back generosity to you.
Yes.
Be kind. Kindness brings back kindness to you. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
Help somebody. That's going to come. What you sow, you will reap. That's what the world says. You have to do according to the word of God. God cannot be overcoming your issues if you're not in the word of God. If you're not seeing what his remedy is for the issue. With him, you can do everything and anything. But you know what he wants? He wants us to know, amen, and to believe, to know that he is faithful.
Amen.
God is faithful.
Amen.
You know, the word of God says that he who comes to me must believe that I am, and that I am a rewarder of those who diligently seek me.
Amen.
So in believing that he is the I am, that means that you believe that he is God and that there is nothing impossible for him. Nothing impossible for him. Amen?
Amen.
Now, things may not work out the way we want them to work out, right?
Right.
Because we have our own agenda. This is the way I want you to do it, God. But God has a reason for doing it the way he's doing it. And we may not understand that reason. Amen? But in the case of our children, I want to tell you all, it's a process. It's a process. God has to work out the things in them before you can see them praising and worshiping the Lord. But you got to believe that he's faithful, and you got to believe that he can. Because if you don't, you nullify it. You negate the promise. Amen?
Amen.
You have a problem with finances? Go to God. Right? Go to God. Right? Ask God, what do I do about this? God, I need finances. I need help. What should I do, God? God can speak to you directly. Amen? Yes, he will. Even when we are not faithful, and we've all been there, he continues to be faithful.
Amen.
Even when I'm not faithful, he is faithful to me.
Amen.
Glory yes. to his name.
Hallelujah.
Glory to him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
He wants us to know that he is more powerful. And through his strength, we can overcome. You know what happens? You know what happens? We like to do it, and we like to get the glory. Oh, Mom, you did such a great job. Oh, Dad, oh, boy, what an education you have. Oh, what a job you have in. And we just basking in all this glory. But if it wasn't for God, you would not have had that.
Right.
You would not have gotten that position. You would not have overcome that. And we forget to say, he gets the glory. Because he opened those doors for me. Because he brought my wayward son home.
Yes.
Because he delivered my grandchild from this accident. Whew.
Amen.
God is faithful.
Amen.
God is faithful. And he wants us to keep knowing that he is faithful. Amen. He's more powerful than the giants in our lives. He is more powerful than sickness.
Yes.
The enemy has come for more than 10 days and attacked me with my ears. I cannot hear from my left ear. I'm still going through pain, but I'm not going to succumb to him. I know that this is an attack from the enemy, and I'm going to give the word, and I'm going to minister as God called me to minister.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. I got headaches every day. Every day I got headaches. I've had neck aches. But God is faithful. God is faithful. You cannot let the enemy have his way. You got to intercede.
Amen.
You got to step in. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is bigger than our giants. Amen.
Yes.
He can make anything happen. And he can set that giant down to its knees.
Yes.
Yes.
And you gotta vocalize it.
Yes.
Because the devil can't read your mind. For those of you that like to rebuke the devil in your brain without vocalization, he can't hear you. He can't hear you. He can't read your mind. So be brazen and be bold and rebuke him out loud. Amen?
Amen.
And Amen. Tell him that I am a child of the Most High God, and what you think is for me is not for me, because God has ordained higher calling, higher purposes,
yes.
higher places.
Yes.
It says that we are seated with Christ at the right hand of God the Father.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Word says.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So when you start speaking to your Lord, he's right there and he's talking to his Father and saying, this one is mine.
Yeah.
Dad, this one is mine. We got to do this. We got to fix this.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know God can use anyone? Do you know how old Caleb was when he entered the promised land? When Caleb entered the promised land, he was 85 years old.
Yes.
Wow.
He was no spring chicken, but listen to what he said. He was. Listen. Joshua 14:11 says, I am still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out.
Amen.
I am as vigorous to go out to battle now as I was then.
Amen.
85 years old. What do we think when we see 85 years old? But he said, I'm just as strong.
Amen.
I'm just as vigorous
Amen.
To go out and do battle.
Amen.
Because he knew who his God was.
Amen.
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 Right. Amen.
Amen. He didn't allow 40 years in the wilderness and the grumbling of people to dissuade him, to discourage him. He didn't allow that. And that's what we have to stop, listening to the grumbling of people. Stop the grumbling. Stop the grumbling. God told you something, don't listen to the grumblers. You don't think that those 40 years in the wilderness, we know that the people were grumbling. It's in
yes.
the scripture.
Yeah.
You don't think that it might have crossed his mind? We could have been there. 40 years ago, we could have been there in the wilderness. And here I am because of the people's unbelief. But he didn't listen to any of that. He didn't grumble. He knew that God was going to take him there. So God is going to take you wherever God said he's going to take you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we gotta look and see, what are the giants that we are facing? What are the giants? And for many of us, it's children. For many of us, we want to see our children, our grandchildren come to the Lord. That's a giant. But as I said before, God is faithful. God is faithful. You keep coming against that giant, that demonic giant of unbelief. You know? You keep coming against them. My children are saved. Lord, my children are saved. They serve you. Amen? Father, you said, Jesus said, no one can come to the Son but that the Father draw him. Amen. So, Father, draw my son to Calvary. Draw my grandson to the cross. Draw my children, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Look at the scriptures. You and your household are saved. These are my household. Whether they live with me or not, they're my household. Amen.
Amen.
What is it? Infirmity? We got to declare the word. We that are not feeling well, we who the enemy has come against with illness and sickness, we got to say, no, devil, you're a liar. Jesus said that I was healed on the cross of Calvary, that my healing took place there. And we just got to keep declaring it. Keep declaring our healing. Amen?
Amen.
And use wisdom. God has given us wisdom. Use wisdom. Use common sense.
Yes.
God has given us wisdom and he's given us common sense. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. You know, in Exodus 14:4, the word says, the Lord will fight for you. And you have only to be silent. You have to be silent. Why? Because we tend to negate everything the Lord is doing. Oh, no, he can't be healed. Oh, no, she can't be healed. Oh, look what the medical report says. Oh, no, you know, it shows this, and we nullify, and we all do it. If we could only learn to just say what God says. He said, you're healed, I'm healed. And it's so hard when people start questioning you, and you don't know what to say to them. Can we just say, I'm healed? Can you just say, I'm healed? Thank you, Jesus. The blood of Christ runs through my veins and it purifies every area of my body.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. In Isaiah 41:10, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will hold on to you with my righteous right hand. Amen.
Amen.
That's his promises. Let's look up his promises. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. James 1:5. If any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generally to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. When people ask you questions and ask others questions, sometimes people get very condescending, like they know it all. But you don't have to go to people. Go to God. He said, I will give you wisdom. Amen? I will give you wisdom without finding fault. I'm not going to judge you on what you don't know. I'm not going to judge you in any area, but I'm going to give you wisdom to overcome that area.
Amen.
But we judge each other, but not God. Amen? And I'm going to leave you with these two scriptures. Mark 11:24. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you receive it and it will be yours.
Amen.
Believe. Don't nullify it. Don't negate it. We see all, you believe God for this and you're looking at what's going on and you're saying, he's never going to come to the Lord. She's never going to get healed. My finance, because you're looking at the giant.
Yes. Amen.
But look at God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Because he said, if you believe in prayer, I'm going to give it to you. And let's stop negating what everybody else feels. Let's say, I'm with you. God's healed you. God saved you. Talk to your children. Say, you're a mighty man of God. What a blessing you are in my life. God has saved you to proclaim his glory and to glorify him. Speak to them that way. You're declaring the word of God over them. Amen?
Amen.
And Psalm 37:4 says, take delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. How do you take delight? You spend time with God. You got to make time for God. And like I said the last time, it's not driving in your car. Make time for God. Take some time. Go in a room and begin to worship and begin to praise. Amen?
Amen.
And you will see the glory of God come into that room. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Amen.
We are all blessed.
Amen.